We thank the Lord for gathering us here this morning.
我们要感谢神今天来召聚我们。
And let's again look at that hymn himself. So if we can go back to the hymn 426.
让我们再来看一下这首诗歌。大家可以回到426首。
And this hymn was written by our brother A.B. Simpson.
这首诗歌是宣信弟兄所写。
And as our brother Jeffrey alluded to, there was something that was of the past and something that was of the present.
刚才 Jeffrey 弟兄已经提出来，这里面总是讲到有两件事，一个是钱，一个是金。
And the past was when A.B. Simpson was striving after something through his own willpower and through his own strength.
在宣信弟兄写这首诗歌的时候讲到，他以前是靠着自己的心思跟能力在那里去努力要得着他自己要得着的。
And then we see in the present tense, the now, it is he discovers something about who our Lord Jesus is.
然后又讲到今，宣信弟兄就发现了主耶稣他到底是谁。
So in stanza one, we see, once it was a blessing, now it is the Lord.
在第一节我们看到前要的是祝福，今要主自己。
If we go to stanza two,
如果我们看到第二节
and then it says, once 'twas painful trying, now this perfect trust.
这里面讲到前是频频苦试，
今
完全信托。
And then we go to the stanza three.
然后我们看到第三节。
And then say, once 'twas anxious caring, now he has the care. Once 'twas what I wanted, now what Jesus said.
那里面讲到钱是玄切挂虑，今则主担忧。钱随我之所欲，今听主之配。
And so who do you think of when we read this text?
那当你读到这些歌词的时候，你会想到哪一个人呢？
For me, it was Jacob.
对我来讲，我就想到雅各。
So the refrain of the hymn says, "Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything."
在副歌里面讲到，一切在基督里，主是我一切。
Our brother 2 weeks ago shared on the message, "Christ is all."
在两周以前，有弟兄跟我们已经分享到，基督是一切。
And this morning we want to look at the spiritual journey of Jacob.
所以今天早上我们来看一看雅各他属灵的这个旅程。
We want to see how he arrived at Christ is all.
看看他怎么样达到基督是一切。
Because I think we are all familiar with the beginning of Jacob's life, how he was all about himself.
也许我们大家都很熟悉，在雅各生命的开始都是关乎他自己。
But do we know at the end of his life, Christ was everything to him?
但我们知不知道，在他生命的末了，基督是一切。
So this is what we will focus on: Jacob to Israel, the spiritual journey to Christ is all.
所以今天我们就注目在这样一件事上：从雅各到以色列，达到基督是一切的属灵旅程。
And so the first scripture we will open to is in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
所以我们先来读的一处章节在新约哥林多后书第一章的八到九节。
Because this passage serves as a key to unlock how Jacob experienced Christ is all.
因为在这个章节就解开那个奥秘，怎么样对雅各来说基督是一切。
So in verse 8 and 9 it says, For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia.That we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despair even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
哥林多后书一章八到九节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的。叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
So if we can underline or write down sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
所以大家可以在这句话上面画一个重点线：自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
And then let's turn to the Old Testament.
让我们现在翻到旧约。
Genesis chapter 32 verses 22 through 30.
创世纪三十二章的二十二到三十节。
So this is speaking of Jacob.
这是讲到雅各。
And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent them over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并11个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人，有一人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
Now what he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go for the day breaks. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, What is your name? He said, Jacob.
只剩下对不起，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。
And verse 28, and he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with man and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, Tell me your name, I pray. And he said, Why is it that you ask me about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
那人说，你的名不要叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫皮努伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
And finally, in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21.
那最后一处是在希伯来书第11章第21节。
So this shows how Jacob has arrived to Christ's soul. And it says, By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff.
这里面就讲到如何对雅各来说基督成了一切。雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
We all know about the birth of Jacob.
我们都知道雅各的出生。
He was someone totally all about himself.
他就是关乎自己的一个人。
He was born holding onto his brother's heel.
他出生的时候就抓住他哥哥的脚。
Because he wanted to be first.
因为他想成为先出来的人。
And so he was called Jacob, which meant heel grabber.
所以他的名字就叫雅各，雅各的意思就是抓。
But the name Jacob had a second meaning.
但是雅各还有第二个意思。
Because if you look in the Hebrew word for heel, it sounds like the word supplanter.
如果大家看见抓住那个脚的那个词的话，它里面还有一个意思就是篡夺。
And a supplanter is one who supersedes, especially by force or treachery.
这个篡夺什么意思呢？就是他要得着的是靠着他的狡诈，靠着他的那个其他的事情。
And so this was who Jacob really was.
这就是雅各他所是的。
Even his older brother Esau said so after Jacob stole the blessing.
甚至当雅各这个骗取了他哥哥的祝福之后，他的哥哥以扫这么讲。
Esau said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And now look, he has taken away my blessing.
他名雅各岂不正对吗？因为他欺骗了我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的福分。
And so Jacob was both the heel grabber and the supplanter.
所以雅各他不光是抓住别人的脚的，而且他是一个篡夺者。
So when we come to Jacob in Genesis 32,
那我们在创世纪第32章再看到雅各的时候，
This was where he wrestled with the Lord at the ford of Jabbok.
这个是讲到他在亚伯渡口与神摔跤。
He was almost 100 years old.
那个时候他大概接近100岁的年纪。
And throughout those first 100 years to Jacob, it was all about Jacob.
在他前面这大概100年的时间，雅各的生命全是关乎雅各。
Everything he did was for himself.
每一件他做的事都是为着自己。
After that wrestling match, something began to change in Jacob.
但是在这个摔跤之后，他里面就改变了。
God gave him the name Israel.
因为神给他赐名叫以色列。
And in the King James Version, it says, For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and has prevailed.
在钦定本里面是这么讲，作为王子，你与神与人较力都得了胜。
And these shows us the two meanings of the name Israel.
这也让我们看到以色列这个名字的两个意思。
The first is God has prevailed.
第一个意思就是神得胜了。
We may think when we read the story that Jacob was prevailing over the Lord.
也许我们在读了这个故事之后觉得不是雅各赢了吗？
But if we read the account carefully, God prevailed.
但是如果我们仔细读的话，其实是神得胜了。
God had Jacob exactly where he wanted Jacob to be.
因为神把雅各带到神要他去的那个地步。
And God touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
神摸了雅各的大腿窝一下。
God prevailed over the life of Jacob.
神在那里胜过了雅各自己的生命。
Then there's the secondary meaning to Israel.
还有以色列的第二个意思。
Israel means prince of God.
以色列的名字它的意思就是神的王子。
So no longer do we find Jacob is the prince over his own life.
所以我们不光看到雅各在他自己的生命里面来讲他成了神的王子。
Jacob has become prince of God.
哦，他成了不光是自己生命好像是个王子，其实他后来成了神的王子。
And so when we reach the end of Jacob's life, the author of Hebrew recounted about Jacob.
所以当我们来到雅各生命末了的时候，看到在希伯来书里面所记载的。
So the author of Hebrews say, By faith when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning on the top of his staff.
那里面讲到雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
So what a change at the end of his life.
所以在他生命末了的时候，这是何等大的一个转变。
So Jacob changed from being the heel grabber to a person that Christ is everything to.
所以雅各从那个抓住别人的脚的那个人，变成了一个人，在他里面，基督成为一切。
And so this is what we want to fellowship on this morning.
这就是我们今天早上要交通的。
The first is the problem of Jacob's self-life.
第一方面，我们来看。雅各他这个己生命的问题在哪里？
And second, as we recall 2 Corinthians 1, the sentence of death is God's solution to Jacob's self-life.
第二件事就是在哥林多后书那里面讲到的，就是在自己里面定了罪案，这就是神对雅各这个生命的一个解决方式。
And the third point we want to fellowship on is Christ is all in Jacob's life at the end of his life.
第三个我们来看在雅各生命的末了怎样基督成了一切。
So Jacob grew up in what we will call a Christian home.
雅各其实他是成长在一个今天我们所讲的基督教的家庭。
He heard the stories from his grandfather Abraham.
因为我们听到了关于他祖父亚伯拉罕的故事。
He heard the story of how the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
哦，他自己从小就听到，荣耀的神怎样向他的祖父亚伯拉罕显现。
And so Abraham left that position of great wealth and influence. Abraham became a pilgrim in the promised land.
但是他却没有得着从他祖父来的这么丰盛的那些财富也好，各样的这些应许也好，他就成了一个漂泊的人。
And God promised 3 things to Abraham.
神向着亚伯拉罕有三个应许。
Land would be given to him and his descendants.
就是有着地赐给他和他的后裔。
Number two, he would be a great nation and kings would come from him.
第二件事就是他要成为大国，有君王从他而出。
And thirdly, all nations will be blessed because of him.
第三就是万国都必因他得福。
And we find something about the story from Abraham caught the heart of Jacob.
那我们也发现亚伯拉罕身上的故事确实抓住了雅各的心。
And so he wanted the birthright.
所以他想要那个长子的名分。
And he wanted the blessing.
而且他想要得着祝福。
He wanted what was promised, from God to Abraham.
他想要的其实就是神向亚伯拉罕的那个应许。
We could say Jacob had a heart for the physical aspects of the blessing.
我们可以这么说，雅各的心呢，为着那些物质上的祝福，他是想要的。
He wanted land.
他想要这地。
He wanted the name.
他想要名，得着名声。
And he wanted the blessing.
他也想要所有的祝福。
And Esau heard these same stories as Jacob did.
以扫也听到同样的这些故事，像雅各一样。
But Esau despised his birthright.
但是以扫却轻看了他长子的名分。
Esau simply did not care about the things of God.
以扫简单的来讲，他不在乎关于神的事。
So because Jacob wanted the birthright and the blessing.
那因着雅各他想要得着长子的名分和这些祝福。
He used his own methods to gain the birthright and to gain the blessing.
就试着用自己的方式方法来得着这个长子的名分和祝福。
First, he tricked his brother to sell his birthright for a bowl of lentil soup.
那第一件事他就诡诈的用一个红豆汤来交换得着他哥哥的长子名分。
And second, he deceived his blind father to give the blessing, to him.
那第二件事，他就欺骗了他那个时候眼盲的父亲，得着了父亲的祝福。
And these examples shows us that Jacob was all about himself.
那我们从这些例子里面看到，雅各他的一切都是关乎他自己。
Yes, he wanted the birthright. Yes, he wanted the blessing, but it was for his personal gain.
没错，他是要长子的名分，他是要得着祝福，但却是为着自己的利益。
He used his own methods to gain the outcome for himself.
而且他要得着那个结果，是用着自己的方法。
And even we see in the first recorded encounter between Jacob and the Lord at Bethel.
那即使我们看到这里面在伯特利记载他与神第一次的打交道。
Jacob was all about himself.
雅各也都是关乎他自己。
He saw the ladder from heaven with angels descending and ascending.
他看到一个天梯神的使者在上面上去下来。
And he saw God above the ladder.
他也看到神在这个梯子之上。
And the Lord himself promised to Jacob that the Lord will be with Jacob and the Lord will bring Jacob back to the promised land.
而且神那时候已经应许他要与他同在，要把他带回到应许之地。
The Lord promised that in Jacob's seed, all the families on earth will be blessed.
他也在那里应许雅各说，借着你的后裔，这地上要得福。
So God made that promise.
神已经在那里已经向他应许了。
Yeah, what did Jacob do in return?
那这个雅各听见之后，他的回应又是什么呢？
He bargained with the Lord in his vow.
他就在那个启示的里面跟神讨价还价。
So Jacob said, If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on.
他就那里就说，如果你让我有衣有食而且有穿的让我在这个路上可以被保全的话。
So that I come back to my father's house in peace.Then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
他说，如果你使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家里，那个时候我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
So we see this if condition.
我们可以看到这里，如果是带着一个条件的。
If God is with me, then I will do this.
如果神你与我同在，那我就这样做。
So Jacob was all about himself.
所以雅各他做的完全关乎他自己。
Besides self-centeredness, Jacob was also self-sufficient.
不光他是以自我为中心，而且他是自给自足的。
Jacob was a survivalist.
雅各是一个在生存主义里面的人。
Even when we think about how he fled from Esau,
我们可以看到他怎么样从以扫面前逃跑。
All alone, he was able to survive that track to Paddan Aram.
他是单独的一个人，却可以在这个去巴旦亚兰的长途跋涉里面幸存下来。
He traveled all alone without anything.
他而且在这个旅程里面，他两手是空空的。
Jacob's self-sufficiency was also demonstrated through his strength.
他的这个自给自足也借着他自己的力量可以彰显出来。
We often think Jacob is quite weak.
有的时候我们想到雅各也许是一个很弱的人。
Because we always compare him against Esau.
因为我们会拿他跟以扫来做比较。
Now yes, Esau was stronger than Jacob.
没错，以扫确实比雅各要强壮。
But Jacob was quite strong himself.
但是雅各他本人也是一个很强壮的人。
When he first met Rachel,
当他刚遇见拉结的时候，
He decided to impress her with a feat of strength by moving the rock away from the well all by himself.
然后他就借着一个人把那个井边的大石头挪开，让这个拉结对他有一个好感。
He was in his late 70s at that time.
那时候他应该是70岁。
And even the shepherds said, shepherds said this was something that took several men to move. These shepherds, they had to get together to move this rock.
在圣经里面告诉我们，这个石头其实是应该等着几个牧人一起，几个人才能挪开的。
But Jacob was quite strong.
但是雅各却非常的强壮。
And even with his wrestling match, close to 100 years old, he was able to hold the Lord in such a way, that the Lord had to touch the socket of his hip.
就算他到了100岁跟神摔跤的时候，他也可以到一个地步，神没办法摆脱，只能摸他的大腿窝。
So we have spoken about Jacob and his self-centeredness and his self-sufficiency.
那我们现在看到雅各怎样以自己为中心，他也怎样可以自给自足。
So what is the problem of the self-life?
那这个己生命它的问题在哪里呢？
Shouldn't we commend Jacob because he wanted the birthright and the blessing?
他是一个要得着长子名分和祝福的人。
But the problem with the self-life is it is all about me.
但是这个己生命的问题就是他这样做的时候都是关乎他自己。
My rights, my wants, my feelings, my goals, my will, my thoughts.
我的权利，我的期望，我的感觉，我的目标，我的意愿，我的思想。
Everything is about me.
每一件事都是关乎我。
And we know in Jacob's family, Jacob's self-life caused all types of issues.
而且我们知道在雅各他的家庭生活里面，因着他这个己生命造成了许多许多的麻烦。
It strained his relationship with his brother Esau and his uncle Laban.
因为他与他的哥哥以扫还有与他的舅舅拉班的关系都是很紧张的。
It caused Leah to be jealous of Rachel because Jacob loved Rachel more.
而且因着他爱拉结过于爱利亚，就让利亚心里面生出一个嫉妒。
And it caused Joseph's brothers to be jealous of Joseph because Joseph was Jacob's favorite child.
而且他让他的儿子约瑟也被弟兄们所嫉妒，因为他爱约瑟过于其他的儿子们。
But how about Jacob with the Lord?
那关乎雅各跟神之间呢？
Jacob's self-absorbed nature meant he wanted the birthright and blessing for himself.
雅各这个完全沉浸在自己的这个天性，就代表着他所要的这个长子的名分和祝福都是为着他自己。
It was for his own self-glory.
是为着他自己的荣耀。
So in the New Testament,This self-life is also known as the flesh.
在新约里面，这个己生命也可以称它为肉体。
It is the work of the flesh.
就是肉体的工作。
Galatians 5:17 tells us, For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
在加拉太书第五章第十七节呢，里面讲到，因为情欲与圣灵相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
And so that is the battle that goes on.
这就是那个正在进行的征战。
Our flesh versus the spirit.
就是我们的肉体跟圣灵相争。
They oppose each other.
他们是彼此相敌的。
Because Jacob lived according to his self life, he could not obey the will of God.
当雅各他是在自己里面活的话，那他就不能来遵行神的旨意。
Because it was always all about Jacob's own will and Jacob's own way.
因为这总是关乎雅各他自己的意愿还有自己的方式。
Jacob did not have the same feelings as our Lord's feelings.
雅各他并没有像我们的神那样的感觉。
It was all how Jacob emotionally reacted.
这都是雅各在自己的情感里面啊、所发生的所有的动作。
Jacob was all about himself.
雅各他所做的都是关乎自己。
But the Lord began to orchestrate the environment around Jacob.
但是神那时候开始就来安排雅各他周围的环境。
And how did the Lord do that?
那神怎么样来做呢？
It was through the 20 years living at Uncle Laban's.
就是借着他在舅父拉班那里生活的二十年。
Uncle Laban was a mirror image of Jacob.
这个舅父拉班其实就是雅各他自己这个人的另外一个镜像一个反应。
Uncle Laban, in fact, was a greater trickster than Jacob.
这个舅父拉班甚至比雅各更加的诡诈。
Jacob worked 7 years, because Uncle Laban promised that he could marry Rachel.
雅各为这个舅父拉班做工7年，因为这个舅父拉班说我可以把拉结给你做妻子。
Then said Rachel, Leah got married to Jacob.
但是到了那个时候这个拉班却没有把拉结给他，反而把利亚给了雅各做妻子。
Then Jacob was allowed to marry Jacob, but it was for another 7 years.
那拉结也是可以跟雅各结婚的，但是呢你要再为我工作7年。
Then he worked another six years for the flock.
然后他又有另外的6年是为着他的牲畜而做工。
At the end, Jacob told Uncle Laban, Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you have changed my wages 10 times.
所以雅各这么讲，我在这20年，我这20年在你家为你的两个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，你又10次改了我的工价。
He fled Uncle Laban. Uncle Laban caught up to him.
然后他从这个舅父拉班面前逃跑，这个拉班就追上了他。
God had to intervene to allow Jacob to continue back to the promised land.
这个时候神就要介入，让雅各可以继续回到应许之地。
Because all along God was leading Jacob to the ford of Jabbok.
然后在这个旅程里面一直把雅各带到这个亚伯渡口。
So Uncle Laban was behind him, and now Jacob received word that Esau and 400 men were coming towards him.
所以不光有他舅父拉班在后面来追赶他，这个时候雅各也听到消息，就是他的哥哥以扫带着400个人在前面来等他。
Jacob became greatly afraid and distressed.
所以那个时候雅各就非常的惧怕，而且非常的愁烦。
Jacob thought Esau was coming to get revenge.
所以他那时候就想到以扫来是要报仇的。
So Jacob devised plans to preserve his life.
然后这个时候以扫就自己想办法要解决这个问题。
He prayed to the Lord.
要那个幸存下来。然后他就向着神来祷告。
He sent 3 waves of presents to Esau.
他就把人分成3批差遣他们到以扫那里去。
He sent his family across the ford.
他就让他的家人都渡了河。
Now Jacob was all alone.
这个时候雅各就一个人单独了。
And this is what the Lord has purposely designed so Jacob could encounter the Lord.
这就是神的完美的设计，让着雅各可以单独跟他见面。
And so we read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8 and 9.
这时候我们来读哥林多后书的第1章第8节。
And we can see how this was even applied to Jacob's life.
我们就可以看到这里面就可以运用在雅各当时的身上。
So in verse 8, he was burdened beyond measure above strength, so that he despaired even of life.
在那里面讲到就是他遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜。
Uncle Laban was behind. Esau was coming towards him.
在他后面追赶他的有舅父拉班，在前面在那里要报仇的有他的哥哥以扫。
Jacob was all alone Jacob was coming to the end of himself.
雅各他是在那里孤单的，而且他来到他生命的尽头了。
And this is when the Lord wrestled with Jacob all night until the break of day.
这个时候神就与他来摔跤，是整晚一直到黎明。
Jacob was in his late 90s then.
这个时候雅各他已经九十多岁。
He was so strong that the Lord could not escape from his wrestling grip.
他是如此的强壮，神都不能从他那里来脱身。
It may seem that Jacob was winning, but the Lord knew what he was doing.
看起来好像是雅各赢了，但神知道自己在做什么。
He had Jacob exactly where he wanted Jacob to be.
因为他把雅各已经带到了神要他去的那个地步。
The Lord was wrestling away the strength of Jacob.
在那个里面在这件事情里面，神就借着摔跤让雅各的力量完全被耗尽。
The Lord threw Jacob's hip out of socket.
在那个时候神就摸了雅各的大腿窝一把。
Why did the Lord break Jacob's hips?
为什么神要让他的大腿窝扭掉呢？
The hip represented the very source of Jacob's strength.
因为大腿窝代表雅各他力量的泉源。
Formerly, he could go wherever he wanted to go.
以前他想去哪里就去哪里。
He was very self-sufficient.
他而且可以自给自足。
He was very self-confident.
而且他非常的自满。
But now Jacob's hip was touched, and he had to limp for the rest of his life.
现在雅各的大腿窝被摸了之后，下面的一生就是瘸的了。
So we read, we had the sentence of death in ourselves.
我们也刚才读到，就是在我们自己里面已经定了罪案了。
What is the sentence of death?
什么是在肉体里面定了罪案呢？
The word sentence is a judicial word.
这个死罪、定罪是在法律上面的一个词。
This is a word used in the courtroom.
这是在法庭上面用的词。
God as judge has sentenced everything not of Christ to be death.
因为神在他的审判的里面，让一切不属于基督的都被定了死罪。
God has sentenced our self-life to death.
神他已经审判了，宣判了己生命要死。
And only everything that's of Christ is resurrection life.
只有从基督出来的，才是那死而复活的生命。
The sentence of death here in the story of Jacob.Is not the physical broken hip of Jacob.
在这里雅各这里这个定了死罪并不是只是讲他大腿窝瘸了而已。
So we want to be very clear. It's not the physical broken hip.
那我再在这里强调并不是物质上的大腿窝扭掉了。
Because the sentence of death works much deeper into the soul of Jacob.
这个定了死罪其实进到更深的地方到了雅各的魂里面。
The sentence of death,was to the self-life of Jacob.
这个死罪是定在雅各他的己生命上面。
Beyond the broken hip, we see Jacob was a broken man.
在这个大腿窝扭了之外，雅各成了一个被破碎的人。
Jacob had a choice here.
雅各在这个时候有一个选择。
He can either accept or reject the sentence of death.
他可以接受，也可以拒绝这个死罪。
Jacob accepted the sentence of death.
雅各在那里接受了这个死的审判。
And the outcome was what we also read, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
在那里面也讲到，我们应该在这里面不再靠着自己，而是靠着那叫人从死里复活的神。
The self-survivalist nature of Jacob was dealt with.
这个凭着自己来生存的本性在那里被神解除掉了。
He could no longer use his strength.
他不再能够使用自己天然的力量了。
Jacob could only trust in God who raised the dead.
这个时候雅各只能靠那个叫人从死里复活的神。
How about for us believers today?
那对着我们今天信徒来说呢？
What does the sentence of death mean?
这个死罪到底在我们身上的意义是什么呢？
Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 16, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
在马太福音16章24节那里面讲，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever desires to save his life, and we want to emphasize here this word life is self-life.
因为凡要救自己生命的，在这里要强调一下，这里面提到的生命是己生命。
Will lose it.
必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses his self-life for my sake will find it.
凡为我丧掉己生命的，必得着生命。
So to follow Jesus means we have to give up all rights to ourselves.
所以跟从主耶稣的意思就是我们要放下自己的一切。
We have to yield and surrender ourselves to the Lord.
我们必须舍己，把自己降服在主里面。
The sentence of death means we accept the judicial word of God.
那接受这个死罪就是我们来接受主他向着我们这个宣判的话。
To accept the sentence of death is we deny ourselves and take up the cross.
当我们接受这个死罪的时候，就可以舍己背起他的十字架。
Jacob was broken.
雅各是一个破碎的人。
Jacob could only do one thing, and that was to hold on to the Lord, even with the broken hip.
雅各能做的一件事就是带着这个瘸腿来抓紧他的神。
In Hosea chapter 12, verse 3 and 4,This is what it says of Jacob.
在何西阿书的第十二章三到四节这么讲。
And in Jacob's strength, he struggled with God. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him.
壮年的时候，这是讲到雅各。壮年的时候与神较力，与天使较力，并且得胜，哭泣恳求。
So we see Jacob arrive at the end of himself.
我们看到雅各到了他生命的尽头。
He wept and sought favor of the Lord.
他在那里哭泣，恳求要得神的好处。
Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
因为那个时候雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
What Jacob is saying, he can no longer rely on himself.
这时候雅各要讲的其实就是说，我再不能靠我自己了。
Formerly he trusted in himself.
之前他只信自己。
Formerly he thought he could attain the blessing all by himself.
之前他觉得靠着自己可以得着这一切的祝福。
Now he knows the Lord is to be the source of his very life.
他现在知道神是他生命的源头。
And Jacob would not let go.
这个时候雅各就不容神去。
And so this sentence of death made the resurrection life of Christ effective in Jacob's life.
所以这个破碎就让雅各可以来到，可以得着基督那从死里复活的生命。
Jacob had to trust in God who raises the dead.
这个时候雅各必须要来信靠叫死人复活的神。
Jacob's own strength was dealt with.
他自己的力量已经被解除掉了。
From then on, if he tries to use his strength and his way again, he's reminded of it.
当每一次他再想使用自己力量的时候，就被提醒。
And this is when we find God asked Jacob what his name was.
然后这个时候我们就看到神给他取了一个新名。
He asked what Jacob's name.
这个时候神就问雅各，你的名叫什么？
Why would God ask such a question? God knew Jacob's name.
为什么神要这么问呢？神知道雅各叫什么名。
And this is very important because this is the first time Jacob really realized who he was.
这个非常重要，因为就在这个时候雅各才意识到自己是谁。
He confessed, he's Jacob, a supplanter, a twister, a grasper.
他知道自己就是雅各，就是那个抓住人脚的那个人，就是那个篡夺的人。
Jacob never really knew who he was until this point.
雅各直到这个时候才发现自己是这样的一个人。
Then the Lord said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel.
这个时候神就向他讲，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
God has prevailed. The supplanter has been transformed to the prince of God.
神得胜了，就是这个篡夺者，他现在成了神的王子。
Jacob was to live on the ground of resurrection as the prince of God.
这个时候雅各就是活在一个死里复活的根基上，成了神的王子。
He had to trust in God who raises the dead.
他必须要信靠这个叫人从死里复活的神。
He even named the place Peniel.
甚至皮努伊勒这个地方的名字。
He saw God face to face.
讲到的就是我面对面见了神。
And we know no man can see the face of God and live.
我们知道没有人能够面对面见到神 还存活的。
It is only on resurrection ground that one can see the face of God and live.
只有在死里复活这个根基上，一个人才能够面对面看见神。
And from God's viewpoint, His work on Jacob is complete from then on.
从神的眼光来看，他在雅各身上的工作完成了。
Jacob had the sentence of death.
在雅各身上有带着这个死罪。
The work of the cross is finished in Jacob's life.
这个十字架的工作在他身上已经完成了。
From then on, Jacob was Israel.
在那个时候开始，雅各就成了以色列。
Objectively speaking, the work of the cross is a finished work.
从主观上来讲，从客观上来讲，这个十字架的工作已经在他身上完成了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself said it was finished.
我们主耶稣基督在十字架上也曾经说过成了。
We have been crucified with Christ.
我们已经与基督同钉了十字架。
But we see for the rest of Jacob's life.
但是我们也看到雅各他余下的生命的里面。
There was a continual working out of the sentence of death.
还是有这个这个身上带着这个死罪在他身上要做成。
And this is the same for us too.
这对我们来讲也是一样的。
We experience that daily we must bear the cross and follow him.
如果我们每天要经历他的话，就要每天背起我们的十字架来跟随他。
After this, what we read in Genesis 32, there were times that we see Jacob lived for himself.
在创世纪32章，我们读到这个故事之后，我们还是看到雅各，不止一次的为自己而活。
The next day, in fact, he lied to Esau.
就在第二天，他就向着以扫撒谎。
He said he will surely follow behind Esau because of the family, but Jacob did not.
他那时候就说，我马上就要跟着我的家人到你这儿来。其实他没有马上。
And then Jacob settled in Shechem.
I'm sorry.
Jacob settled in Shechem.
他说本来他要跟着以扫一直到要去的地方，其实在半路他在那个事件就停留下来了。
And we see that even in settling in Shechem, he disobeyed God's command to go to Bethel.
那因为他在事件停留，其实他违背了神的旨意。神的意思是让他去到伯特利。
But every time Jacob lived for himself, he was reminded by the limp.
但每一次雅各要靠着自己生活的时候，就因着他自己的瘸腿被提醒。
He endured many losses.
他经历了许多的人生的那些损失。
Including when he thought Joseph had died.
包括他当时以为他的儿子约瑟也已经死了。
Then years later, because of the famine, he had to let Benjamin go with his brothers to Egypt to save the family from famine.
那在之后那个饥荒来到的时候，为着来救他的家人，他必须要让便雅悯跟着弟兄们回去去埃及叠粮。
Jacob cried out, "I'm bereaved, I'm bereaved."
然后那时候雅各就在那里哭诉说，我若丧了儿子就丧了吧。
Jacob had the sentence of death.
雅各身上带着这个死的判决。
He could no longer rely on himself.
他不能再靠着自己。
He could only trust in God who raises the dead.
他只能靠那叫死人复活的神。
Now when we look at the story of Jacob, our experience will be different from Jacob.
当我们来看雅各的故事的时候，我们的故事跟他也没有什么不一样。
But the principle remains the same.
我们的故事很可能不一样，但是原则是一样的。
Let's look at the story of A.B. Simpson, the hymn writer of the hymn himself that we sang.
那我们现在来看看就是刚才所唱的这首诗歌他自己的作者宣信弟兄他的故事。
You can read the full story of why he wrote this hymn later online.
也许大家之后还可以去看一看，在网上看得到整个故事，他为什么怎么样写了这首诗歌。
I'll read a little excerpt.
我就读其中的一个节选。
He wrote, "I had always worked hard, and from the age of 14, I study and labor and spare no strength. I took charge of a large congregation at the age of 21. I broke down utterly half a dozen times, and at last my constitution was worn out. Many times I feared I should drop dead in my pulpit."
然后宣信弟兄这么讲，我从 14岁开始就是一个非常勤奋的人，我在那里学习，在那里劳力做工，而且呢我没有保存我任何的力量在每件事上。这个时候我就开始在一个很大的聚集里面，在21岁就来做领导。我起码有六七次的时候整个人崩溃，因为我那个时候完全力量都耗尽，许多时候我甚至有这个忧虑，我惧怕可能我会就在讲台上就这么倒下死去。
Wow, that was a lot of eyes.
所以在这个里面大家如果看的话有很多我。
He was exhausted.
我在那里已经力量耗尽了。
Yes, he was saved and he had a ministry.
没错，他已经得救了，而且他还在那里服侍。
But it was all A.B. Simpson.
但是那全是关乎宣信他这个人。
He used his strength.
他用自己的力量。
He used his self-life to try to serve the Lord.
他是用自己的这个生命试着来服侍神。
Then he wrote, My head was in my way, but alas, when I was brought to attend the funeral of my dogmatics.
他说我是头脑一直在这里阻挡我，但是有一天神把我带到了我自己的教导和理论的那个葬礼里面。
And this is when the Lord whispered to him this little secret, Christ in you.
这个时候神就向他轻声地说了一句话，就是基督在你里面。
And so A.B. Simpson accepted the sentence of death.
所以宣信弟兄他接受了死的判决。
And then he discovered the secret, Christ in you.
然后他就发现这个秘诀，基督在我们里面。
This became the secret of the life of A.B. Simpson.
这就成了宣信弟兄他生命里面的秘诀。
And this is the story of the hymn himself.
这就是这首诗歌他自己的那个故事。
And now we come to the final point, and we want to look at the end of Jacob's life.
那现在我们来到最后一点，就是来看看雅各他生命末了的时候。
We see a totally different Jacob.
这个时候我们看到的是一个完全不一样的雅各。
The Lord had dealt with Jacob in such a way that Christ was all to Jacob.
神在那里对付雅各到了这样一个程度，那个时候基督在雅各里面成了一切。
In Hebrews 11:21, we read, By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff.
在希伯来书第十一章我们已经读过，雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
So we want to look at three aspects of this.
我们在这里面要看到三个方面。
Jacob leaned on the top of his staff.
雅各是扶着杖头。
Jacob, the worshipper.
雅各这个时候成了一个敬拜的人。
And finally, Jacob, the blesser.
然后第二点是他成了一个敬拜。第三个就是雅各他成了一个
blesser.
他成了一个祝福人的人。
So first, Jacob was dependent on his staff for the rest of his life.
第一件事我们看到的就是雅各在他后面的生命里面成了一个扶着杖头的人。
Formerly he was so strong that he could do whatever he wanted.
之前呢非常的强壮，他可以做他要做的任何事。
Now the source of Jacob's life will be different.
现在雅各生活里面的源头不一样了。
He walked with a limp.
他是一个瘸腿的人。
He could only rely on the Lord.
必须要依靠神。
And the Lord was to be first in his life.
神必须要在他生命里面成为首位。
And Jacob carried the staff wherever he went.
不管雅各去哪里，他一定要带着他的杖。
This shepherd's staff shows us that God was leading him.
这个杖是牧羊人的杖，也提醒雅各就是谁在一直牧养他。
This shows us Jacob was with the Lord all the time in fellowship and in communion with the Lord.
这里面也讲到雅各是一直的跟神在那里交通，在那里敬拜神。
This is what it meant that Jacob leaned on his staff.
这就是他扶着杖头的意思。
So as example, his sons reported to him that Joseph was alive and was second in command in Egypt.
在那里我们记得当他的儿子回来跟他讲说他的儿子约瑟还活着，并且在埃及做了宰相的时候。
Jacob and his family went to Egypt.
这个时候雅各跟他的家人就往埃及那边走。
They arrive at Beersheba.
他们来到了别士巴。
But it seemed Jacob was not sure whether he could continue to Egypt.
但那个时候似乎雅各里面有疑问，我是不是该往埃及去呢？
God prompted Jacob to stop.
这个时候神就让雅各停下来。
And because of the fellowship of the Lord, Jacob wanted to know whether it was in God's will for him to go to Egypt.
因着雅各与神的交通，他要来问一问，这是不是你的旨意让我去埃及？
Egypt was not the promised land. Canaan was to be the inheritance.
雅各埃及并不是应许之地，迦南地才是神所应许的。
Jacob stopped and he inquired of the Lord.
所以雅各就停下来在那里求问神。
The Lord spoke to Jacob in a night vision and comforted Jacob.
这个时候神就在夜里面向雅各显现并且安慰他。
The Lord encouraged Jacob by saying, I will go down with you to Egypt and I will also surely bring you up again.
神在那里就鼓励他说，我要同你下埃及去，也必定带你上来。
What a difference in Jacob's life.
在雅各的生命里面这是何等一个不同。
Formerly, Jacob would have gone to Egypt immediately.
之前雅各肯定马上就去了埃及。
He wouldn't ask the Lord.
他不会来求问神。
Joseph, his beloved son, was there. Of course, let's just go directly to Egypt.
我所爱的儿子约瑟在那里，那当然了，马上去。
But because Christ is all to Jacob,Jacob could not make the decision for himself.
但因着基督是一切，所以雅各不能凭着自己来做决定。
So God prompted Jacob to stop.
这个时候是神让雅各先停下来。
Jacob had to go to the Lord and ask for God's will.
这个时候雅各必须要到神面前来问神的旨意。
Is this the right decision?
这是不是一个对的决定呢？
Will the family return to the promised land?
我们的家人会不会再回到应许之地呢？
So Jacob inquired and Jacob waited on the Lord for a response.
这个时候雅各不光求问神，他也等候神的回答。
And the Lord answered him.
神也回答他了。
Now, this is just a small picture of Jacob's fellowship of the Lord.
这只是雅各与神交通之间的一个小小的图画。
Jacob was in constant prayer and communion with the Lord.
雅各是一直在与神的这个交通，而且在祷告的里面。
So we are to place the Lord first in our lives.
我们也必须把神放在我们生命的首位。
Do we do the same thing as Jacob?
我们会不会像雅各一样呢？
As believers, we often pray to the Lord for the big decisions.
很多时候作为信神的人，我们在一些大事的决定上面来求问神。
For high school, it's where do we go to college?
对高中生来讲，可能就是我该去哪间大学。
For college students, where are we to work?
对大学生来讲，就是我该去哪个公司工作。
For young adults, it's who are we to marry?
那对年轻人来讲，就是我该跟谁结婚。
But when we are in fellowship with the Lord,
当我们与神来交通的时候，
whether it's in big or small everyday decisions,
不管是大事小事，每天的决定，
the Lord prompts us to inquire of him.
神都会让我们停下来来求问他。
We stop and we commune.
我们停下来就可以与他交通。
We ask the Lord for his leading and guidance.
我们向他来求问指引。
Then we wait for his response.
而且等候他的回答。
And that is fellowship.
这个就是这个交通。
That is what it means Christ is our all.
这个就是基督成为我们的一切。
The next point is Jacob the worshipper.
第二点就是讲到雅各成了一个敬拜的人。
We understand this word worship comes from the old English word worship.
我们要记得敬拜这个词在英文的原文里面是从配得的里面出来的。
That English word worth is where we get the word worthy from.
所以英文这个字配就是从配得的这个词里面出来的。
Worshipping the Lord means only the Lord is worthy of worship.Worthy of praise.
那敬拜神呢？他的意思就是说，只有神才配得我们的敬拜还有赞美。
We earlier share about Jacob's first encounter with the Lord at Bethel.
我们在前面已经讲到，雅各第一次与神打交道是在伯特利。
Everything to Jacob was conditional.
每件事对雅各来讲都是带着条件的。
And that is not worship.
这个不是敬拜。
Jacob was not recognizing God's authority.
雅各并没有来承认神的主权。
Now at the end of Jacob's life, he was worshiping God, leaning on the top of his staff.
这个时候，当雅各生命末了的时候，他扶着杖头敬拜神。
Doubt what a difference!
何等 不一样的一个情况。
Today, the word worship has lost its meaning.
今天敬拜这个词已经失去了它的原意。
We think worship is all about the music.
很多人觉得这个敬拜就是关乎音乐。
We think worship is all about feeling emotionally uplifted.
敬拜就是关乎我们在情感里面可以被提升。
We think worship only occurs at certain locations, like the meeting place.
有的时候我们觉得敬拜只在某一个特定的地方，比如聚会厅才会有。
We think worship is only on Sundays.
有的时候可能我们觉得敬拜只有在主日的时候。
No, when we read the scriptures carefully, we are to worship in spirit and in truth.
不是的。当我们来读神的话的时候，主说你们要在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜我。
It's not about where we are.
不关乎我们在什么地方。
We could be at home.
可以是在家里。
We could be stuck in Houston traffic.
也许就在休斯顿的这个 traffic, 堵车的里面。
We could be at work.
或者是在工作的地方。
We could be at school.
在学校。
It is not about how we feel.
不在乎我们的感觉是怎么样。
It does not matter the day.
也不管那天情况是如何。
It does not matter the hour.
也不管那个时间是什么样的时段。
Worship can be at any location and at any time.
敬拜可以在任何的时候，任何的地方。
Let's go a step further.
那我们再往前一步。
Even A.B. Simpson wrote about that unceasing praise, so worship is unceasing.
宣信他也提到这个不停的赞美。
Jacob had the staff with him all the time.
雅各他随时都带着他的杖。
Jacob worshipped the Lord all the time, leaning on his staff.
在任何的时候，雅各都扶着杖头来敬拜神。
Worship is when we present our bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord.
敬拜就是什么时候我们把自己的身体献上作为活祭。
We present ourselves completely to the Lord.
我们是完全的把自己献给神。
We yield to the Lord completely.
完全的向神来降服。
Then Christ lives out His life through us. It is on that ground of resurrection.
然后基督就可以从我们里面活出来，是在死里复活的根基上面。
That is our spiritual service and spiritual worship.
这是我们属灵里面的服事，这是理所当然的。
This is how we prove out what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God.
这个时候我们就能查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
The third change we notice in Jacob is he became a blesser.
第三个改变在雅各的生命里面就是他成了一个祝福人的人。
The one who stole his brother's blessing became the one who blessed others.
一个从他的哥哥手中来偷取祝福的人却成了一个把祝福给人的人。
Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was the most powerful king.
因为雅各他来祝福法老，但法老是那个时候最有权势的人。
Hebrews 7:7 tells us in speaking of Melchizedek blessing Abraham, but without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater.
在希伯来书里面讲到麦基洗德祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，讲了这么一句话：从来位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
This verse also applies here.
这个章节也可以运用在这里。
By Jacob blessing Pharaoh, what the Bible is showing us is Jacob is greater than even Pharaoh.
当雅各来祝福法老的时候，就证明雅各他比法老的位分还要大。
How was Jacob greater than Pharaoh?
那雅各怎么能比法老还要大呢？
How was this elderly man able to bless Pharaoh?
这个老人怎么能够来祝福法老呢？
Jacob was the prince of God.
因为雅各他是神的王子。
Within him there was that royal character of Christ.
在他里面有着基督这个君尊的生命。
Outwardly he may look broken.
在外面来看他可能是一个破碎的人。
He said his years have been few and evil.
因为他自己说我的年日啊又少又苦。
But even Pharaoh could recognize there was something different about Jacob.
但是就算法老也注意到了在雅各里面有与众不同的东西。
Jacob was greater than Pharaoh.
雅各比法老位分还要大。
Jacob also blessed his own children and Joseph's children.
而且雅各也来祝福他的儿子们也祝福约瑟的儿子们。
God gave him insight.On what their descendants will become.
而且神也给了雅各那个属灵里面的先见，可以看到他的后代会如何。
So the Lord was even to show Jacob that out of Judah Messiah would come.
而且神也让雅各可以看到从犹大这个支派弥赛亚要出来。
The one who stole the blessing became a blesser.
这个偷取祝福的人成了一个祝福人的人。
As believers, do we steal a blessing or do we become a blessing for all?
那作为信神的人，我们是一个偷取祝福的人呢，还是一个祝福他人的人呢？
Naturally speaking, we are all like Jacob.
从天然上来讲，我们都像雅各一样。
We want the blessing at whatever cost.
我们想要得着祝福，不管付什么代价。
We want to be noticed.
我们需要被人注意到。
But it's only at Jabbok that we truly learn that what it means to be a blessing for all.
但只有在亚伯的渡口，我们才能够认识到怎么样成为一个祝福他人的人。
When we are broken, when we are dealt with, out of that innermost life, the life of Christ flows and blesses others.
当我们的己生命被破碎，当我们这个己生命被解决掉的时候，我们才能成为一个祝福他人的人。
To conclude, we are all like Jacob.
在结束的时候，我要讲，我们都像雅各。
We live for ourselves.
都是为自己而活。
We use our own strength for our own advantage.
我们用着自己的力量来获取利益。
Everything we do is for our own gain and survival.
所有的事情都是为着我们自己的生存和利益。
Even when we were saved, we find maybe for that first month we live for the Lord.
就算我们得救之后，也许发现在前一个月的时候，我们似乎是为主而活的。
Then strangely we find ourselves living for ourselves.
但非常奇怪的就是慢慢发现我们还是为自己而活。
The Lord does not want us to remain in this state.
神并不愿意让我们停在这样的光景里。
Our Lord is in the business of making Jacob's to Israel's.
因为神他所做的就是把雅各变成以色列。
And he will bring us to the ford of Jabbok.
他会把我们带到亚伯的渡口。
He wants Christ to be our all.
他要让基督成为我们的一切。
And he wants us to grow to full maturity, to arrive at full growth.
他愿意我们成长，进入成熟，而且达到完全。
It is at Jabbok we accept the sentence of death.
是在亚伯渡口，我们来接受这个死的判决。
God has sentenced everything outside of Christ to death.
因为神已经在宣判里面让基督以外的一切事物都定了死罪。
We cannot trust ourselves, but trust in God who raised the dead.
我们不能再来靠自己，要靠那叫死人复活的神。
Jacob the supplanter became Israel, the prince of God.
雅各这个篡夺者就成了以色列神的王子。
God had prevailed over Jacob.
神在雅各身上得了胜。
And then we realize the rest of his life, how this became real to Jacob.
然后我们就看到在雅各生命末了的时候，这些都成了实际。
Because we see Israel at the end.
因为我们看到最后看到的是以色列。
He depended on the Lord as illustrated by him leaning on that staff.
他在那时候完全信靠神，可以从这个图画他扶着杖头看出来。
He was in worship and in communion with the Lord.
他是一直在与神的交通，在敬拜的里面。
He became a worshipper of the Lord.
他成了神的敬拜者。
He became a blesser.
他成了一个祝福人的人。
These qualities all show us what it means to be the prince of God.
这些性情都让我们看到怎样成为一个神的王子。
I want to conclude with one more story on Jacob.
我想再用雅各身上的一个故事来结束。
And this shows the transformational power of the Lord on his life.
这就看到神在雅各身上那个改变的大能。
At the end of his life, Jacob called Joseph and blessed him.
在他生命的最后，他把约瑟叫来要祝福。
In Genesis 48 verse 15, he called God, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day.
在创世纪第48章15节那里面讲到，就是神，他提到神是说一生喂养我直到今日的神。
In the New American, it said, God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day.
在另外一个英文版本里面讲到，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
Think of that statement.
大家想一想他说的这句话。
Jacob to Pharaoh said his life was filled with trouble.
因为他向着法老曾经讲过，我这一生都是苦的。
But here, Jacob told Joseph it was the Lord who had been his shepherd.
但这里面雅各却跟约瑟讲，神是一生牧养我的。
Jacob, as a shepherd leaning on his own staff, knew who guided him all his life.
雅各他自己是一个牧人，当他扶着这个杖头的时候，就懂得什么叫做引领他一生。
Even at the beginning of his life, it was God who allowed Jacob to steal the blessing and the birthright.
就算在雅各生命开始的时候，也是神的允许才能让他可以偷取到长子名分。
But we're reminded of Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm.
但是我们也被提醒，想到诗篇第23篇讲到牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So at the end of his life, he realized it was God who fed him.
所以在他生命的末了，他知道神是那个一直喂养他的。
Even with Uncle Laban, God provided.
虽然就算是在舅父拉班的那个时候，也是神在那里供应他。
Even with the famine, God provided.
就算在饥荒的里面，神也是供应的神。
Jacob went through many troubles. He went to the valley of the shadow of death.
雅各经历了许多的苦难，就像经历了很多死因的幽谷。
He came out limping at Jabbok.
在亚伯渡口之后，他成了一个瘸了的人。
He learned not to trust himself, but trust in God who raised the dead.
他学习了不再靠自己，是靠叫死人复活的神。
He was disciplined by the Lord a lot.
他被神管教了许多次。
The rod and staff comforted Jacob.
但是神的杖和竿都安慰他。
It was God who prepared the table.
是神为他预备宴席。
Think of how the Lord delivered him from Uncle Laban and Esau.
想一想神怎么样让他从舅父拉班还有他的哥哥以扫手里面得拯救。
And then Jacob was brought back to Bethel.
而且雅各他被带回到伯特利。
The house of God.
伯特利就是神的家。
He realized the house of God is a heavenly city.
他就意识到这里是神的家。
He embraced the house of God even from afar.
他就远远的来欢喜接受拥抱神的家。
Even at the end of his life, he was worshiping the Lord.
就算在他生命末了的时候，他也是在那里敬拜神。
And this is what the Lord is allowing us to enter into.
这个就是神允许我们可以进入的。
Having the sentence of death allows us to trust in the Lord more.
我们身上带着这个死。也让我们能够信靠我们的神。
And he will make us into that prince of God for the glory of God.
他可以为着神可以为着他的荣耀把我们转变成为神的王子。
Once it was a blessing, now it is the Lord.
前要的是祝福，今要主自己。
Christ is all. May the Lord help us.
基督是一切，愿意神来帮助我们。